Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chertuk. President Donald Trump, Alan, equated migrants and refugees to the United States with vermin who will pour into it and infest our country as he continues to defend his zero-tolerance immigration policy. Meanwhile, he's urging the GOP to fix the immigration system, according to the Washington Post, giving no preference on bills. Will this get solved?
Well, based on the Trump record of saying one thing and then doing another, there is no indication that he means what he says. And this, of course, is very difficult for those people trying to follow all of this. This is a man who is saying that we are doing bad things with these children and we have to stop it. But then when he has a chance by picking up a telephone and simply saying, cut it out, change it, stop arresting these kids and stop bringing them to detention centers. And Laura Ingraham and some of the other right-wing commentators are likening what's happening to these little babies and others as summer camps or as schools. It's nonsense. And people are infuriated by it. Now, Trump knows it. His people are still out there under instruction to defend what he's doing. On the other hand, after Sessions and after all of the other people who are out there, he knows that he's in real trouble on this because there isn't an American who can't identify with the idea that your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, and your nephews are being scooped up and taken away. And we know how important the parental relationship is, and this is something that has got them on the wrong side of the ledger, and they now know it. So the name of the game is they have these two immigration bills that are up there, one of which is draconian, the other of which is a so-called compromise, but gives Trump all the money he wants for the wall. Trump is saying we need to have the Democrats in on the whole thing. The Democrats are going to say, yeah, but not the wall. Now we'll give you some money for the wall, which they have said in the past, but we won't give you all that you're asking for here. And that's where we stand. Now, remember, David, across the world, in every country, there is an anti-immigrant faction. In Germany, it looks like it could cost Angela Merkel everything. Her government will possibly fall as a result of this. So that while a very small minority of people support Trump, you know, anywhere from a third to 40-something percent, it is not without question that he is throwing red meat to his base, telling them everything that they want to hear, because in this country, they are the anti-immigrant faction. And he's counting on the fact that it got him elected once and it'll get him elected again.
Of course, all this rhetoric around immigration not only has caused some of the Republicans from the president's own party to lash out against him, but liberals certainly have been inflamed by this. Those on the left, hundreds for that end, greeted Vice President Mike Pence yesterday in Syracuse. Alan, looking at some of the pictures from the Syracuse Post-Standard this morning with people standing there at signs that say fake Christian and deport Trump.
Well, yeah, that's hitting him where it hurts because he sees himself as a very important Christian in this country. And there are many people who are Christians and others who are saying nonsense. This is not the way we in our religion, no matter what that religion is, behave in something like this. So, yeah, they know they're in a tough spot. But, David, the real tough spot they're in has to do with the midterm elections. This is where the faint-hearted really have problems because they're running for political office. If you seem to embrace taking away children from their parents, you could be in real trouble. We see people like Ted Cruz, who is certainly not what I would call a nice person, saying, uh-oh, he's in some trouble in Texas anyway if he loses this vote for people who can identify with taking kids away from parents. He loses the election. So even he is criticizing Trump.
You had a sit-down yesterday with a new candidate for governor, former Syracuse mayor, co-chair of the Democratic Party at one point, and even an ally of Governor Andrew Cuomo, now running an independent bid, that's Stephanie Miner, against the governor.
It's very interesting. She was not super aggressive about criticizing the governor directly by name. She was pretty forceful when it came to the kind of stench that is coming from state government in the way in which pay-to-play and everything else is working in New York. Now,